The center-right pro-European opposition party TISA, led by Peter Madjar, has won over two-thirds of parliamentary seats in a landslide. Chants of Ruskaya Kaza, or Russians Go Home, echoed in the Budapest metro tonight as hundreds of thousands cheered the victory. Peter Madjar spoke to a massive crowd in front of Parliament.
TISA and Hungary have won this election. Not by a little, but by a lot. In fact, by an awful lot. Together we brought down the Orbán regime. Together we liberated Hungary. We took back our homeland.
It was a stunning blow for Orbán, a close ally of both U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin, who quickly conceded defeat after what he called a painful election result. Opposition leader Madjar, a former Orbán loyalist who campaigned against corruption and on everyday issues like healthcare and public transport, has pledged to rebuild Hungary's relationships with the European Union and NATO. The election win challenges Orbán's position as a leading right-wing figure in Europe. Orbán, Trump, and Putin share authoritarian, homophobic, anti-Muslim views and picture themselves as white Christian nationalists. Tens of thousands of opponents of Orbán's rule converged on Budapest's Heroes Square for a pre-election rally last night. The crowd was largely composed of young people. Here's opposition organizer Toth Jacob.
And I think this is our last chance to say that we stand with Europe, we stand with the West. We want to see the country finally moving back towards the West, finally under a government that considers itself part of the Western alliance and European democracy. If I had to list like 100 reasons, that wouldn't be enough. Like the past 16 years, almost every week, there was a scandal that in any other normally functioning European democracy would have meant the end of the government for at least like many high-ranking government officials, and here nothing happened.
Kim Lane Schkeppel, professor of sociology and international affairs at Princeton University, said Hungary's election is critical, not just for Hungary, but for the international right wing.
For KPFA News, I'm Vanessa Tate.